question is asked in the halakha regarding cutting nails during the time of the avelut. The halakha says that just like it's forbidden to take a haircut, to cut one hair, or to shave during the first 30 days, for that matter, it's also forbidden to cut one's nails, whether it's the fingernails or toenails, whether you're cutting it with your hands, or whether you're cutting it with a keli. This is the opinion of Maran in the Shulchan Aruch. And this is the same opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. The question is, in two cases, what about if the 30th day of the Avelut comes out on Shabbat? Do they allow the Avel to cut his nails on Friday, Lechmod Shabbat? Halakha says yes. That's what Rav Hida writes. Rav Hida is in the... that's what Rabbi Pinchasi writes from the Chacham of Adya. He writes it in Hilchot Avelut Perek Yud Zayin, page Rishon Gimal, Imhal Yom Shiloshim Yom Shabbat, Mutar Litulat Tziponaim Be'erev Shabbat. It's Mutar to cut the nails on the Friday, which is the 29th day, Afilu Be'avelut Shil Arba'im. The last question is, which happens unfortunately, that sometimes the lady that's Be'avelut has to go to the mikveh within the 30 days of the Avelut. And the lady that goes to the mikveh, according to the halachat Sfaradim, she has to cut her nails. Problem is, she's Be'avelut. So the halakha says the ketahila, she should cut her nails al yedei goya. Which is, even though normally whatever is forbidden for a Jew is forbidden for a goya to do, however, b'mkom mitzvah, lo gazru. And therefore, better she should go take the other goya, take the nails off. But the abad, if she cannot find a goya or she's uncomfortable, she can even let another Jewess take the nails off her. And if she's uncomfortable with that, she's allowed to do it even herself. That's the way Rav Chida writes in Chaim Sha'an, Chalik Aleph Siman Bet. And that's the way Rav Pinchasi writes as well on Daf Resh Nun Dalet. Isha, she'ira yom tevilata tok shilushim yom na'avila. Titol siponea lechem te'ira al yedei isha nukhrit. ובדיעבד מותר על ידי חברתה אישה יהודיה ומי ענינת דעת. He's a finicky, it's a difficult person, she doesn't want anybody to touch her nails. ומסתערת שאישה אחרת תתולה מותר גם על ידי עצמה, וכן נהגו בימינו.